The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, 16th day of December 2019. What does that make it? 8 more days, shopping days till Christmas, of which I'm buying no gifts and nobody's giving me any. Bah humbug. Must have been an undone piece of potato. I don't know. Steve Elkins.
Hey there, John.
How you doing?
Good. By the way, check your mail on Thursday.
On Thursday.
This coming it's not a bomb or anything. It's it's you guys are getting something again this year. You were good. We're good this year.
It won't explode.
No.
Doesn't have powder in it. White powder.
No, not at all. Mm. It's addictive. You'll see.
It is. It isn't another one of these things, is it?
No.
Which, by the way, my little spinners broke. I mean, yes, it's just terrible. That was a fad that didn't last too long, did it?
You know, John, you always start off the show with a little story here. I bumped into somebody. You know, you always say you're talking to people in line, and you'll have a show right in line.
Yeah.
I was in the post office line today mailing off some packages, and I actually did a show, just like you and I did a show. Earlier this morning, I did a show in the post office with a woman that actually was wide awake. I was just so happy to bump into somebody who's wide awake and understands the surveillance state and 5G and the everything's going on. And I was like, God, you're awesome. I mean, every time I talk about this to some stranger, they look at me like I'm, you know, from another planet.
Was she a closet RBN listener?
Yeah, I pushed her onto the network. I said, "Here you go." But she was wide awake.
Yeah, good.
Wide awake.
So what she said?
Well, she talked about the 23andMe, this DNA thing, and then how it's probably being stolen and sold off or used against you later on in the future. And I said, "You are so right on this." And the 5G, what's going to happen? More surveillance of the people on 5G technology. She said, you know, what you see in Hollywood in the movies, the sci-fi, is a reality. I said, I've said that a million times. Thank you. She was wide awake. Totally awesome.
And we think it's just attributed to creative science fiction writers.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you and I were talking earlier today.
Yep.
And I relayed the story of the woman that was angry, but she didn't know why. And that's probably one of the worst things could ever happen. And married couples experience this. People, all stripes, incomes, everybody experiences this, where there is something gnawing at you, and you don't quite know what it is. You're unsettled. You're upset. You don't know why you're angry, but you just are. And you told me about a kid that pulled up next to you. You were in your car. And he pulled up next to you, and he was about 20 years old, and he looked over at you, and he was like, what did he look like?
Well, he looked angry. He looked very mean. He looked very angry. He just looked like he wanted to get in a fight with somebody. He was not a happy person, and I don't know. You and I agree that there are a lot of people walking around. They're just unhappy people, and so I guess lashing out at other people. Maybe hurting others brings happiness to them in some way, or they want them to be equally be suffering as much as they are. But this guy here looked like he was 20-ish, and he looked like he was just looking for a fight. And I thought, here I'm just traveling down the road here. I'm a nice guy. And I look over at this guy, and he gives me this look like, pull over. I'm going to kick your ass. And I have no idea. There's nothing I did wrong. I wasn't going slow or anything. He just looked like somebody who was wanting to have trouble. It reminds me probably one of those participants in Antifa. You know, put the mask on, go out. I got a reason now to kick some butt and crack a few heads, and it feels good to do that, you know? These are sick people. These are sick people.
Well, and as I was saying, you know, people are angry and they just don't know why. And I told you the story. I was on a flight to California. You know, it was like a 3-hour flight, and we're on an airplane. And folks, if you have flown, which I haven't flown for, gosh, over 5 years now, and if I never have to, I never will. I'm done with the TSA. I'm done with all the cleanups and the justifications and the this and that and the other. In the meantime, it just gets worse. I don't know what's going to be next after crotch grabbing, but Steve, I just don't want to lose control in a situation where it's going to land me in jail where it didn't have to. So in my train of thought, I'm just going to avoid that scenario altogether. But the last flight one of the last flights I was on was going out to California for, I don't know, talk or something Patriot related. And I'm on board this plane, and it's racked, packed, and stacked. If anybody has flown lately, yeah, they keep shoving in more seats. The legroom's disappearing. I don't know why they just don't issue Velcro and start Velcroing people on the ceiling. I don't know why, but be that as it may. I'm on board this plane, and it's taking a while to get everybody boarded. And so once we are boarded, did the pushback, okay, we taxied, we take off, we're at a cruising altitude, and here comes the peanuts and the this and the that, and they were going to serve something later. I forget what it was, but this woman, the stewardess, I guess cabin attendant, we don't want to be racist or anything like that, I guess. What's the politically correct term now, Steve?
I think it's flight attendant, isn't it? Flight attendant?
That sounds...
Can't use stewardess. I think it's flight attendant.
Yeah. We can't call them stewards or stewardesses. No. Yeah, okay. No. So anyhow, she hands me this bag of peanuts, and there's a little fobble there, and the peanuts hit the floor. And this woman, just her attitude, the look on her face, she was the one, and I didn't remind her, she was the one that was responsible for dropping the peanuts, because she just shoved them kind of my way without looking at me and just dropped them in midair. And as she bent down to pick the peanuts up, so did I, and I kind of whispered to her, I said, "What happened? Did I do something to piss you off?" She stood straight up, didn't look at me, turned right on her heels, and off she went. And I thought, well, this is going to be an interesting flight. Now, a little bit later, I learned that they were one short on the flight crew. I guess a tray had come down from this, where it was stored, and whacked a stewardess on the head, and she was carted off in an ambulance. Okay, I get it. You're short-handed. That can cause a little bit of stress. But not like this. So I waited about 45 minutes, an hour, till everybody settled in, and they quit pressing a button, having the stewardesses or stewards or whatever you want to call them, take care of their needs. So things were pretty slow, and so I ambled back toward the back of the airplane to hit the galley, and there was a stewardess there, and there was another one there. Well, the one that I didn't have an encounter with, I struck up a conversation with her. And kind of like you in the post office, you know when you got somebody that's paying attention, because the conversation... It gets pointed, and it gets deep real quick.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about serious subjects. And we were standing there talking about the economy and the schools and what the schools are doing. And it was, she was in complete agreement with me. Now, the one that was real snarky, she this whole time remained in the galley with her back toward the both of us. And she was making busy work, I guess, in the face of helplessness. And finally, she turned around, and when she turned around, I was kind of shocked. She had tears rolling down her face. She was standing there crying. And the only words that she could utter to me, Steve, is, yeah, but what are we to do?
Right.
Everybody's feeling this. But a lot of people do not like to verbalize it. Some people think that it's a burden talking to other people about their concerns or their problems. And everybody just dummies up, and they all bump around in this life like a pinball in a pinball machine.
Yeah.
Just endlessly bounding off of this and that and going in directions you don't ever expect.
Yeah.
And I know the listeners out there have experienced that themselves, or they've run into this. The people are just not right. They're not happy. They're angry. They're short-tempered. They're distracted. They sit there in a thousand-mile stare. They're here, but they're really not here. You know, your 20-year-old there. I mean, I would have loved to been in that car with you and had a conversation with that angry young man to find out exactly what was bothering him. I mean, it very well could have been he just murdered his wife and his mother-in-law. You don't know. Yeah,
maybe.
But maybe
you
not.
Know, you mentioned that people getting angry because they don't know what to do, and I understand that frustration. I mean, I have it a lot of times. You have it. We talk about all these issues. We thought, what? How can we get people to do their jobs? How can we get people, the government, to follow the Constitution? How can we do this? How can you get law enforcement to, enforce the rule of law, not look the other way? And I'll share a quick story with you that my son-in-law is a teacher, junior high teacher. He was given an itinerary what he's going to teach about in health class, and it was the LGBTQ. Alternative lifestyle. This is the sex ed class he had to teach. And I told my daughter, this is coming. How are you going to handle this as a teacher? She's a teacher also. How are you going to handle this as a teacher? This is going to go against everything you believe. This is going to go against your faith. This is going to go against everything that you stand for. You're going to be the tool to mold these young children's minds to this new agenda that's coming on. How are you going to handle it? And she probably thought I was crazy at first. And then she contacted me and said, guess what happened? They came to my husband and said, here it is. You're going to teach this. And I said, how did he respond? He said, no. I'm not going to. And they yanked the children out of the public school system, out of that school. And they are homeschooling their own kids now. And that chore of teaching that part of sex education that he won't do was handed off to somebody else who said, okay, I'll do it. He didn't lose his job over it, but he said, no, I'm not going to do this. This is not right.
And more people need to be doing this. I mean, it doesn't take nitfitties. It doesn't take screaming tantrums.
Right.
You just don't comply. You just say, I am not going to do that. You know, throughout history, those that have lost their freedoms, most of them have given them up voluntarily or complied with certain measures, and little pieces here and little pieces there adds up to a bigger piece of something now that you've got that you can't handle. And that's what's going on today. It's incremental, and to you and I, they're speeding up the curriculum. They're speeding up the program. To other people, they're walking headlong into this and going, well, what's this? They didn't see it coming. Nobody told them. Their friends didn't tell them about it. You know, maybe their kids didn't even tell them about it. You know, to a kid, and you start talking about sex, so it's like, you know, oh, I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing, but I'm not going to tell mom. Well, that's exactly what they don't want you to do. Run the kids to run home and tell their parents what these psycho sycophants are doing. And you know, you want to talk about teachers and teachers' unions and tenure? I don't care if you're the most tenured teacher in America. If you're doing this to our children, you're fired. You know, and Steve, you know, I also talked about many different topics. You know, after we got done talking, I said I should have taped this because this was a whole show right here.
It was.
And but I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay. Here we are. We got a house divided. We got mad people in, mad as hatters in Congress. Mm-hmm. The latest revelation is, well, the reason Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are pushing for Trump's impeachment is because, you know, they want war and he doesn't. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, really? You know, I believe James Comey when he said, I didn't see those 17 mistakes on that application for FISA. You know, I believed him. Didn't you believe him, Steve?
No.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No.
But, you know, I mean, people just need to push back. I mean, I even mentioned Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey, now most people recognize him as being a comedian or doing the Family Feud. It wasn't always Richard Dawson. But Steve, I guess he's done it now. I don't think he's going to be invited back for hosting of anything. But he was doing the Miss Universe pageant. And he wasn't able to disguise his contempt over fake climate change, and he was asking one of the contestants a question on the topic. And it happened during the question portion of the context. Harvey was asking Miss South Africa a question. He said, are leaders of today doing enough to protect generations from climate change? If not, what more should they be doing? Just as Harvey moved the mic towards Miss South America, or South Africa rather, he gave the biggest eye roll you've ever seen. Now, did he do something wrong? Well, the producers of the program probably didn't like him because they're the ones writing the questions. And here's your contract, and here's the script, here's your mark, here's your lines. We've got all this worked out. Just do what you're told. In order to collect your pay, you must honor the contract. Well, he did. He asked the question, but he immediately just rolled his eyes when he knew damn right well the camera was on him. And, you know, I don't care. I don't care how subtle it is, how in your face it is. What is happening is people are just, I don't know if they're giving in, giving up, or acquiescing, or hoping for a better day. This too shall pass. We've had many troubled instances and times in this country, but we've always seemed to come through them. And I don't know if people are just waiting for this, waiting for a savior, not realizing, Steve, that in a grand republic such as we have here, guess who it falls on to maintain that security for that republic? It falls on us, each one of us. Mm-hmm. We can't sit around and let other people do, and how's that been working out? They've been acting in our stead. You know, where are we at today? You know, people, the only thing they knew how to do back in 2016 was register their frustration and their anger with a vote. So who'd they vote in? Donald J. Trump. And you and I even talked about that last week. I kind of launched a little bit and said I was getting really tired of people throwing Donald Trump under the bus. You know, because I'd liken it to an Easter egg basket, and you want to pick up your colored eggs that you found that you want. And you realize your favorite colored egg is not in there. It wasn't on your wish list, and it didn't get fulfilled by Donald Trump. So, you know, the hell with this guy. I'm throwing him under the bus. But where do you think we would be 3 years plus if we had Hillary Clinton as president of the United States, and God knows who would have been vice president. I don't. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, I agree with you there. That's the alternative is... makes Donald Trump look dang good when you think of the alternative. But I hate to do that because that's going in the same direction as the lesser of two evils, which means you still have evil.
No. That's it. That concept is in your mind. Only if you let it go there. I mean, I'm not suggesting that for one second. And I'm not saying everything that Donald Trump in the good in the plus column outweighs the bad that he's doing. I mean, what did he do with Jerusalem? You know, you and I talked
right.
about that. But then I reminded you of what the premier world communist said running a country, and that was old Joe Stalin. He said, look, I keep my friends really close, but I keep my enemies closer. And by doing that, you can keep a closer eye on them. What I'm looking for Donald Trump to do after the 2020 election is to finally go after the real disease this country has, and that's the international bankster gangsters, your true deep state.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's like living in one of Heinlein's book, Stranger in a Strange Land.
Michael's taken from my playlist. I've used that for my bumper.
Actually, I was the one that gave it to Michael, and you ended up with it.
Oh, I've got a lot more bumper music than you. I got compliments on my bumper music, John.
Well, hallelujah and yippee for you. Glad we're two different people.
I get compliments on my jazz. I do.
Yeah, well, and that's another thing. I'm not really a jazz man, now am I? Thank God, because somebody's got to keep the jazz industry going with people such as yourself. You love it so much, you do a radio show.
I do.
Yes. Have they ever thought about syndicating that? You could be famous one of these days instead of just being infamous.
You know, I'm happy with being just me, John. Famous? I don't think I can handle being famous. You may have problems. The problems you have with being super, super famous. You can't go anywhere. You can't sit down and have dinner. People coming up to you and bothering you. You got to hire security. I don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy just to be me.
Yeah. Well, I wish.
Little old me working on the network here.
I wished I were that famous. That would mean that there would be wealth behind that fame, and I could use that as a tool to fight the little suckers that are trying to take over everything. Yeah. But, you know,
wouldn't it be nice if you could grab some money, get Richard Dreyfuss on here? because he is very active right now. I would love to get this guy to be a part of the network and actually just fund it. I mean, he's got money, right?
Yeah, but he's also Jewish, and the people that are tight us with a buck. I mean, if
is he Jewish?
Yes,
is he Jewish?
Of course he is.
I didn't know.
That's why I just fell all over myself when he came out and said, "Look, they're not teaching real history in schools." And I'm going, wait a minute, this guy's Jewish? He's not falling to the trappings of Hollywood? I mean, this guy, you say Richard Dreyfuss, I don't care what movie you're talking about, whether you're talking about Jaws or Close Encounters or whatever it is. I mean, everybody knows who Richard Dreyfuss is.
Right.
You know? And he's come out in spite of that, and he's got enough money, he doesn't really give a damn, I guess. I don't know him personally, I'm just offering an opinion here, but evidently he knew running against the grain would cost him, you know, Hollywood parts. But he may be well off enough that he doesn't really give a damn, and he's going to do and say as he sees fit, like everybody should, without fear of reprisals from your bosses or the place that you work at or whatever the case may be. See, that's another problem we have here is. We're kind of an inclusive species. We don't like running afoul of the gang. You know, it's uncomfortable for us. A lot of people don't have the courage to do that. So they just fall in line and follow behind everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Waiting for somebody else to stand up and make the fight and argument. Yeah, I know. Just follow along.
As some of you, I wanted to make an announcement here. Some of you may have noticed I haven't been on air in the last couple of weeks a lot. And there's a good reason for that, folks. I had to shut myself down here because I'm sure the listeners out there were fully aware that I was, sometimes I could tolerate some of the stuff that comes out of the caller's mouths, and sometimes I can't. And I was getting real close, Steve, to the point where I was just ready to blow up. And I'm not saying that about all the callers, so don't get all fidgety and nervous about this. But I was losing my patience with stupidity. And people that want to keep pushing narratives are literally a waste of time. But I thought, okay, John, before you melt down here, you'd better do something about that. And I did. I took some time off, recentered myself, sat myself down and had a good talking to myself. You know, if anybody would have witnessed that, they would have thought I was freaking nuts. But you know you're not nuts when you start to question your own sanity to begin with. So at any rate, I appreciate your patience out there, folks. It isn't that I don't care. I don't have the passion. It's just that it consumed me. And at some point, I had to hit the pressure relief valve, of which I've done. So I'm all better now. How are you?
Good, good. Good to hear. Good to hear, John.
Tom in Florida. Say something wrong here, Tom. No, I'm just teasing. Go ahead, Tom.
Slow down, Tom.
Yeah,
slow down.
I'm glad you had a little time off. Good day to you, sir.
Hi.
And you too, Steve. Steve, by the way, 60% of the actors in Hollywood were Jewish, at least. Okay, Mel Gibson was.
Yeah. I knew that. I just didn't know that. I didn't know that Dreyfuss was, though. But yeah, I know Hollywood is controlled by Israel.
You can tell him. Yes. He's been he's all right. Good actor. He's a Jew. But you know, anyway, I didn't call about that. What I did call about is a few things in my crawl. First off, next less than a year from now, John, Steve, we're going to have a thing called Dexit. We're going to get rid of all these demon rats. Okay, and that's going to be less than a year away. You got these demon rats going on all these networks today saying that they got the votes to impeach. Well, we're going to have the votes in the voting booth in November next year to get rid of all these demon rats, humanly possible. Because, it's just filth what they're trying to spew out of their filthy mouths. John, did you happen to see what happened in Michigan today with the lady smoking?
No, Tom, hang on a second. I'll carry you over the break. I don't know what's going on with your phone. But see if you can't get that straightened out during the break, and we'll be right back. 800-313-9443. This is going to be a little different show today. It's not going to be all the morose bad news. Well, it's going to be bad news, but with a brand new attitude. How's that one?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back. Go ahead, Tom.
John, anybody had a rally in Michigan today with the Spoken lady, and she got real rowdy, and they were letting her have it. It was really good. You need to watch the video. They also say that there's up to 9 Democrats Wednesday that may vote against this impeachment. Where's the bipartisanship, Nancy? Nancy? Her name should be Nazi. Nazi Pelosi, because what's going on here is that where's the bipartisanship? Supposedly not one Republican except this AMAC is going to vote.
Is Amash Democrat or Republican?
She's Democrat. He's a Democrat.
Okay.
But she was in the CIA.
Okay. Well, and Steve and I were talking about that earlier today. I asked him, I said, Steve, are you aware of Democrats that are jumping ship and becoming Republicans? You know, I mean, this impeachment vote is going, and especially with this Comey revelation coming out, I guess he did Fox News on a Sunday morning. I'll dig up the clip here. But here's a guy that, he just attributed this to the FBI just being sloppy. No, it wasn't just sloppy. There were 17 mistakes made in that FISA thing that should have never been filed in the first place, because this was and still is a political hack job. And this guy, for lying, could go to prison for a very long time. Now, the state hates to persecute its own, as we have seen. You know, the Jeffrey Epstein. You know, and Fox News still has the Jewish attorney, that defended Epstein down in Florida back in, I don't know what year it was, but at any rate, the good professor. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay. You know, I mean, this has become...
John,
go ahead.
I want to ask you, if this guy Epstein could pay $47 million to get off of this nonsense, what about Bill Cosby? Why isn't Bill Cosby? I'm sure Bill Cosby paid $40, $50 million to get out of his situation with the date rape nonsense.
Yeah, but Bill Cosby didn't have records and probably photographs and recordings of people having sex. You know, there's a certain amount of leverage there.
Let me give you my take on this real quick here. Let me give you my take on this, you guys. I theorized long ago that taking down Bill Cosby, America's TV father, was a test pilot of, can we do this? Is it possible to take down America's favorite TV dad? Now, this guy got convicted on what? Women coming forward and saying he did this and this and this. Where was your proof? And waiting this many years, this was a test pilot to see, is it possible to convict somebody in the court system and in the public opinion? Is it possible to do so? And they succeeded. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing today with circumstantial evidence or hearsay or gut feelings or speculation is now taking down people. It's being considered proof and evidence now, right, when it wasn't before. It never should have been. Bill Cosby was the first test pilot on, can we do this? Will it work? That's my theory on it.
Well, and along those lines, Bill Cosby was a conservative individual that made conservative quotes that the press tried not to print. But if there were enough witnesses and enough press, you know, you can't let the other people, you know, get your lead or your line. But Bill Cosby, on many occasions, said things that went against the liberals' grain, if you will.
Yes, he did.
You know, and so what better guy to take down? And did he pay some of these people off? Well, and nobody can convince me that Al Franken just quit because he was accused of squeezing a fellow soldier's breast while she was asleep on board an aircraft. It was much deeper than that. With Al Franken, God knows what he'd been up to and what he advocates. You know, you don't get scared off by something like that.
No, you don't.
You don't. So, you know, chances are there was more than, I got found out. I'm the hell out of here.
If you go back further, you'll remember that Bill Cosby went against the mainstream media and the black community by making a couple comments. One of them was he told black America, first about how important it was to be part of a family and have a family network, a mother and a father, the nuclear family, which the black community does not have, really. It's very, very low percentages of black mother and father in a family these days. That is one of the primary problems he actually brought out. Second one is that they've been coddled too much with welfare. And they've been using the welfare system, and they're not succeeding because you have a safety net. He brought that out. As soon as he did that, he became an enemy of the mainstream media, and some of the prominent blacks came after him because, hey, you're an Uncle Tom. He told it as is. This is the truth, and he's right. He was 100% right that you can succeed in America if you work hard. He talked about education, staying in school. He talked about teen pregnancy, young black girls getting pregnant and ruining their lives and then falling back on the welfare system. He brought out everything what he said was true. And as soon as he did that, they came after him. So I was not surprised to see that they manufactured a crisis here or a situation to say, we've got women coming forward now, 10, 12 years ago that said this, and we're going to destroy your life. And we're going to see if this really
works.
Isn't
there a statute? Wait a minute. Whoa. From what I understand, there's statute of limitations on just about everything except murder and treason.
I thought the same too.
Tom, by the way, Tom, thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, we're a country divided, and it's not going to get any better until we make it better. And the conservatives in this country, the people that aren't on board with destroy America, and if I don't get it, I'd much rather see America destroyed. The socialist safety net that they're trying to set up, people are not buying into it. There is a lot of frustration. What the media is not reporting to you is a lot of these people, these Congress critters, when they get back to their districts, run into the people that voted them into office. And these people are red-faced, angry, screaming in their face, what are you doing? What are you doing? They want to know what the hell the Democrats are doing. Well, I know, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, she's heading up this thing because the Democrats love war. What, more so than the rhinos do? Come on. I want to play you a clip here, Steve. I don't know if you've seen this, but this was actually on Fox News. And Sheila Jackson Lee is on board an aircraft, and she's flying back to, I don't know, Washington, D.C., I guess from Texas here. And there was a little mix-up. It's self-explanatory. Let me just play the clip for you guys. Everything is about race. And I don't like Sheila Jackson Lee because I think she's arrogant. Is she black? Yeah. Is she an arrogant black woman then? Yes, she is. Is she an enemy of the state of Texas and the country as a whole? I do believe because of her political philosophy, not because she's black, okay? But this is what the woman just pulled recently. You're going to love this one, Steve.
Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee at the center of a controversy tonight involving United Airlines. Fellow passenger Jean Marie Simon, a public school teacher here in Washington, D.C., says she was bumped from her first class seat in favor of the congresswoman. The teacher tweeting a short while ago that she still has not gotten an apology. Sheila Jackson Lee, the original tweet said, was in seat 1A, the one I paid for dearly, and the one United gave to her without my consent or knowledge. Fellow congressman on same flight said she does it repeatedly at United. Jackson Lee denying she forced United Airlines to bump the school teacher from first class, and United is saying that after checking their records, after the teacher got a notification that the flight was delayed due to weather, she may have canceled her ticket. The congresswoman maintained she got upgraded without knowing the details, but in the spirit of the season, she's sorry. So all's good, right? Not really. Jackson Lee decided to inject race into this issue, tweeting, among other things, quote, "Since this was not any fault of mine, the way the individual continued to act appeared to be, upon reflection, because I was an African-American woman, seemingly an easy target, along with the African-American flight attendant, who was very, very nice." With me now, conservative.
Now, how do you like them apples? Here is a school teacher that happened to be white. She had a first-class ticket, and those aren't cheap on United Airlines. And as admitted, the company regularly bumps people for Sheila Jackson Lee. But the school teacher, there wasn't anything racist about it. She was just miffed because she paid through the nose for that first class ticket and she got bumped without notification. So the airline come up with their cleanups and that should have been the end of it. But what does the venerable Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas do? Turns it into a race issue. Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Well, everything is race. Race is profitable, John. Race, you play the race card and ka-ching, ka-ching. It's very profitable to pull the race card. You know, I talked to Vincent about this. I don't know if a lot of people know, but what Jesse Jackson does. Do you know how Jesse Jackson makes his money?
Hmm.
Jesse Jackson goes into a company, finds out what they don't have, starts going to the ACLU and saying they don't have this and this and this. They need to. They don't have handicap this. They need this. And then he basically holds it over their head to sue them, and he gets paid off pretty dang good. He's an extortionist is what he is. Jesse Jackson Jr. is an extortionist, doing very well at it, by the way.
Well, maybe not as well as he was once doing. And asked the great Reverend Al Sharpton, he had to take a paycheck from MSNBC because I guess he doesn't get enough donations to stuff in his own pockets, of which he now has more room because he's lost about 100 pounds. But, yeah, it's race. It's race, 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 race.
Always.
I mean, people are getting tired of this. They are getting sick and tired of it. And I think they're starting to get a little bit angry about it, Steve, which what they should be doing. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or you're non-politically affiliated. I don't care what it is. People are just sick and tired of this.
I hope so, John. I hope so. You know, I look at somebody, and I think you're the same way. I look at somebody. I don't see color. I really do not. I do not discriminate against anybody at all. What I do discriminate, and I do discriminate, is on bad behavior. If you don't treat somebody correctly, you're not showing courtesy, respect to somebody, I have a problem with that. I will call you out on that. I don't give a damn what color you are. I don't see color. I think a lot of Americans don't see color. We work with black people. We work with Asians. We work with a lot of different people. And we all work really well together, but somebody's telling us we don't work well together.
Yeah.
Now, who are those people that tell us we don't work well together? Because in my environment, I work well with everybody, and there's no problem.
And you have to.
Somebody on the outside saying you guys don't work well together.
And you have to. In an environment such as you work in, if you weren't communicating and getting along with your fellow people, who's going to suffer on this? It's the patient. Could that possibly endanger their lives? Yes, it very well could. And it's not professional.
Let's bring in also what's with the legislation that was signed this week by Donald Trump on anti-Semitism.
Uh-uh. Here we go.
I don't see it, John. I have never met anybody in my life that has come forward and been verbal to say, you know what, I hate Jewish people. I hate them. I like to kill them. I've never in my life heard anybody ever say that in 58 years, ever. There is no crisis. There is no anti-Semitism growing. They keep telling you it's growing, it's growing, it's growing. This is being fueled by those people that want profit. They're going to play the victim card now that it's growing and growing. You're going to see false flags. Mm. You're going to see some things happening, which might be actually carried out by
I have a little different take on this one. What's becoming prevalent here are people are waking up as to what the liberal Jewish folks have been up to and been doing for a very long time. When Donald Trump, and you know as president he cannot do this, but look who owns the media. Look who the committees are that are trying to out them, you know, trying to eject him from the White House. He can't come out and say, look, you know, 70-75% of the Jewish people in this country are liberal. Okay, these are the people that like to tout democracy, not the republic. The rule of law, they'll never really tout. I am just amazed by this, and this is happening worldwide. There's not witch hunts going on. People aren't burning down their synagogues. But in order to curry favor, what you saw in the past repeatedly was supposed attacks on synagogues. Oh, somebody painted a swastika on the side of our church. And it turns out to be one of the church members itself.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You know, so yeah, they like to garner the sympathy and to keep that going. I mean, obviously, Holocaust, here we are. World War II ended in 1945. Better than... What? Half a century has already passed, 70 years has already passed, but we're still in there. And now we're instructing police officers on the Holocaust in this country. For what purpose? This is to counter what is taking place on the internets, on the social pages. People are finding out that, you know what, there's a lot of Jewish scoundrels out there, and they're not really American. Okay, we've had this problem before in this country. But does that come out to say, I hate Jews and they all should be shot or hung, or maybe we should fire the ovens in Auschwitz back up? No. I just want them gone. You want to run to Israel, the land that you've been stealing from the Palestinians? You're welcome to it. You want to go steal somebody else's land? Eh. We'll let them deal with that. But I'm getting tired of this because...
You notice that nobody talks about dual citizenship for our Congress.
And nobody talks about term limits either. You and I talked about that.
Term limits. And they also don't talk about the dual citizenship held by some of these people in Congress. Okay. Who's your loyalty to, the United States or Israel?
Well,
which one is it? Pick one or the other.
And here's the deal as far as Donald Trump goes. He can't come out and say, well, the Jewish fake media, That would land him in a hot spot that he couldn't get out of. He's been fighting a battle now for over 3 years with people trying to oust him. I mean, some people, I mean, FBI, CIA, the Congress of the United States. I mean, come on.
Did you, by chance, John, did you hear his comment before signing that legislation?
No, I did not.
He said that the Jewish faith is very much a part of his faith and his family in the White House.
Mm. Well, and there's
I don't know why he had to go that. I don't know why he had to go that far with.
Okay, but is he lying? We got this Judeo-Christian disease in this country, Steve.
Evidently, he's not. No, he's not.
Okay, but remember what I said. You know, are you going to come out and out? You know, who owns and runs the international banking system? Who owns the medias?
Right.
Yeah.
And Hollywood. And Wall Street.
And Hollywood and all the other liberals that just want a democracy and they want social change. They're starting to panic, Steve. They really are.
I think so. Good.
And Donald Trump was signing that executive order about the whatever. Let's talk about this a little bit more on the other side of the break. Hold on.
Sure.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. I've got to take a little time. A little time to think.
Uncle Joe, after communism started full bore in the Soviet Union, the killing of the Tsar's family and the takeover and all the Trotskyites and the Lenins, and they were just having an old field day. And then what happened? World War II just happened, and, well, we sided with the communists to go kill the Nazi socialist. Okay. There's an old saying about Uncle Joe. He's famously quoted as saying, "I keep my friends close, but I keep my enemies closer." And the reason they do that is to keep an eye on their enemy. Okay, do you tell the enemy, "I'm after you, so here, sidle up next to me"? No, you curry them, you pet them, you make them purr, you quiet them down. And I think that's what Donald Trump is doing. He signed an executive order, and I don't know the exact verbiage of it, but criticizing the Jews. Okay, well, you know what? That's still First Amendment. If they want to attack me or this radio network on me speaking my opinion or as I perceive it to be truth, that's still protected by the First Amendment of the United States of America here, the Constitution. Now, have they violated the tenets of that Constitution? Of course they have. But are they willing to take on the media on the First Amendment issue, one of opinion, not derived just by picking lint out of my belly button, well-researched opinion, just not thrown out there as a, you know, table talk? You know, so Donald Trump is, I have no doubt, there's polls have been done. Now, politicians love polls because they can twist poll results any which way they want to. But every once in a while, there will be polls that are taken that are absolutely dead on. And most of the polls I've been seeing about black voters and how they're reacting to Donald Trump is he's going to have more black voters and he's going to have more Hispanic voters for the 2020 election than he had before. And if you don't think this has soured the milk in a lot of cowls of America, you know, all being told look the other way, there's a lot of Democrats that voted, that would have voted or had voted for Hillary Clinton, but are going to turn around and vote for Donald Trump or not vote at all. What is happening around the world? I'll give you a classic example of this. Wait a minute. I have an emergency message here on my caller screen. Listener reminds about a clip of Amy Goodman interviewing former Israeli minister Shalamit Aloni, saying the anti-Semitic label is a trick they always use. I have the clip if you want. I think I've played that before several times. But yeah, exactly right. But you know, we got a problem here of identity now in this country. We don't know who and what we are because it's not been taught in the schools. And the first thing that you need to secure the next generation, you start at the scholastic level. You take over the schools, you take over the children's minds, and you're rest assured that, well, when that generation grows up, that it'll be pretty well corrupted. And you will pretty much have your programming of that child. You'll have it your way. One of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, folks, are we a democracy or a republic? Do we have a spine or don't we? Well, it's going to be put to the test in the future, as it is being tested now. All right, hour two coming up. And I want to get into this Brexit thing, because here's something that wasn't in the news that I saw at all, Steve, except for a few places like maybe Fox News.
Good. Got some questions for you on that.
All righty. Well, let's take the break. And Donald Trump has already signaled that, look, you know, you guys are breaking off from European Union. We need to redo a trade deal. And as soon as your Brexit thing goes through, we'll ink a new deal. Uh-oh. Second hour coming up.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life. your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.